Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, the PS5 pre-order rollout continues to be certainly rolling, but it's very much just on the floor, failing to gain any sense of momentum. This Kinda. Just sort of is an amalgam of various retailers that have now sent emails out to their customers, people who have potentially paid money for the PS5 or at least did some sort of deposit or whatever to secure the console. Various retailers are now emailing and sending messages out to those people saying, hey, we can't actually fulfill those pre-orders because Sony have now told us what the allocation is. Versus when the pre-order window first opened up after their showcase a few weeks ago. And it's just a big old mess. I am right in the middle of this. My Shop2.net order is one of the ones that they said they can't fulfill. I saw Jeff Keighley last week posting that Amazon had told him that they wouldn't be able to. Even Jeff Keighley can't get his hands on a PS5. and it's all over the place. So what's your initial thoughts to this? Because right now, you're one of the only people who has a PS5 until games tell you otherwise.
Why say it out loud? Why say those words out loud, Scott Tilford? You've just completely jinxed me. Well, this is the thing, right? My first reaction was, oh no, Scott Tilford, that is the worst email that you could have gotten right now because that is just disheartening. But secondly, it's just this constant, you know, worry of why can't they get anything right? Why is nothing going correct when it comes to these pre-orders? You know, we did a video on the initial fallout of it, like the shambles of the night when we had all of this mixed messaging, when the pre-orders were going to go live, which retailers were going to be, you know, taking them to begin with. And now we've got this extra kind of quibble to go over as to whether or not the pre-order that you placed, is that even going to be fulfilled on the day? Because, you know, like a lot of these aren't outright cancellations. They're just kind of admittance that you've definitely got a console. You just don't have it for launch. And we also don't know when you're going to get it. And it's that second part that's perhaps the most frustrating thing because it's like, cool, I don't have it for launch, but when will I get it? You know, I want to, you know, make some plans or look forward to something. And it's just like, it's an issue on both sides. It's obviously Sony's messaging and Sony's messaging to these retailers. But then it's also the retailers just taking on all of these pre-orders, not knowing how many PlayStations they actually have for launch day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was definitely the case in Shop2's case, where they were saying, oh, you can put a penny down towards that secures your pre-order and you confirmed it and whatever else. And they were always going to confirm whether or not it was always in the fine print of like, we can't guarantee you'll have a system until near a launch. But now they've got out there and like Shop2's email does say, you know, we regret to inform you that we'll not be able to fulfill pre-orders on day one for release day. and then in their case, I'll read some other retailer stuff, but in their case, they're just saying like, but if you want a digital console instead, it's all right. You can put you down for one of them. But then they also say that they haven't got them in stock either. So it's just, you know, we'll prioritize you in the list if it ever comes true. But it says that Sony may notify us of additional stock with extra allocation for day one, and they might be able to then fulfill them. But right now, if you're the majority of retailers, everything's just up in the air because Sony don't seem to be able to confirm their numbers, especially in a public space. Because back on September 19th, Sony were getting out there doing a really weirdly casual tweet saying, let's be honest, PS5 pre-orders could have been a lot smoother. We truly apologize for that. And it's like, what sort of, it doesn't make good on it because you're trying to be all like down with the kids or anything. Like, just give us some statistics. And one thing that's really ridiculous though is GameStop, this is reported by Video Game Chronicle, the GameStop in Ireland said that they told their customers to expect PS5s in 2021. So, like, if that ends up being the go-to thing, it's very much going to be a case of exactly how many PS5 units are being created. VGC also spoke to Daniel Ahmed, who said that the reality of production schedules due to the year that we've had, they are ramping up production to try and meet demand, but just because of the reality of the year that we've had, that, you know, that's going to have a knock-on effect. I did do a little bit of research into the state of the PS4 allocation in 2013 when we were leading up to the launch of that, and Sony did put a blocker out on August, I think it was August 5th or 6th, saying that anyone pre-ordering a system after that date, they couldn't guarantee it would be on launch day, but everyone beforehand, it was messaged a hell of a lot clearer, saying, look, if you've locked down the unit, you're going to get one on launch day. So right now, we've got Shop 2 have sent everything out. We've got Amazon saying that there's, you know, due to high demand, they can't guarantee the PS5. They can't even guarantee this Xbox Series X either. You've got the GameStop stuff in Ireland, and just whoever else wants to throw down in the comments which other retailer you've gone with, because this just seems like a big old tire fire, to be fair.
I know. I've got another friend, Scott. Believe it or not, I have
you've got another
friend apart from you who ordered with another retailer, and apparently they confirmed the order, but they've also said to my friend that they're going to give them an update twice a week as to whether or not he's going to get it. So every few days he gets his email through and he's like, well, is today the day the pre-order gets cancelled? Is today the day the confirmation gets unconfirmed?
That's worse.
And like you mentioned there, obviously, I know, it's living in fear. You mentioned there, you know, this obviously happened with the PlayStation 4, and I'm sure a lot of people will be in the comments saying, well, this is just par for the course. This is just how console cycles work. It's always a shambles. It's always chaos. But to that, I just have to ask, like, why does it have to be this way? The PlayStation 4 launch was 7 years ago, and this is even worse because, like you said, even back then, yeah, obviously not every single PlayStation 4 you pre-ordered came at launch day, but I thought they communicated it a lot clearer. When I pre-ordered a PlayStation 4 back in the day, it was a few weeks after it went on sale, and it was clearly communicated that you're not going to get it on launch, you're going to get it by... Right. this date or around this date. And I was like, cool, as long as I know that, the problem here is it's been a shambles, and also people don't know if they've even got it, if their confirmation is really a confirmation, if they've pre-ordered something, you know what I mean? Like, that's the real issue.
Yeah, there's a mess of problems with just consumer clarity, with just sheer optics of how, like, literally, you're a company selling a product. I'm a consumer. I would like that product. Where do I go to get that thing? And it's like, well, you can go to six places that are all sold out because they didn't communicate when those retailers were going to have those items on sale. Because after the end of the showcase, it was just, you know, Sony were meant to be telling people you could sign up to their official website saying, give me a shout when the PS5 is available and I'll go and get one. But after the latest showcase, all those, it was like Walmart and Target and whatever, and then loads of retailers over in the UK started breaking the street day, and it was just Wild West. Everybody snatched them up where you can. And now, I guess there's just the sheer reality of all those different retailers breaking the street day, or whatever it was behind the scenes that led to all those pre-orders going ahead potentially too early. Sony have now caught up with that and gone, actually, we can't allocate that many units, and we just need to try and juggle everything. But yeah, that whole thing of like, this is just the way that it is. You'd kind of have to go like console by console. What I found with the PS4 is that wasn't the case. They were very clear about when you could pre-order, when pre-orders were going to be going live, and then they kept everybody informed, you know, like I said, as of that August date, saying like, look, if you pre-order after this day, we can't guarantee launch, as opposed to this, which is everybody in, pre-orders in, don't worry, we all got you, and then actually, no, we don't, and we can't guarantee anything. So it feels like a marked change in the way that it's been rolled out, and maybe that is just because of the year that we've had. But for me, I was going to say that I think they could fix a lot of it by doing, I guess, more of those kinds of tweets, being like, let's be honest, and then here's some data, as opposed to, like, right now, I have no idea whether I have a PS5 or not, and I have no idea how to get one either, other than just waiting till launch
day. Yeah, like, it just totally sucks. Like, I am obviously, you know, incredibly sympathetic that it has been a very difficult year, and I'm sure the production lines are being hit, I'm sure the entire rollout of the console has been impacted, but at the same time, like, their relationship with us hasn't changed in response to that. They've still kept the cards close to the chest. They still haven't really been open. They're still allowing a lot of us to essentially buy this console on faith because there's so much that we haven't seen. I can't remember the exact website, but I was reading something the other day that was essentially this writer talking about how they bought into the PlayStation 5, mostly just because they trust the brand, but not necessarily because of what they've seen, because we've seen two showcases. We haven't really seen a UI breakdown. We haven't seen a bunch of other kind of like deep dives that we would have expected to have seen for a product that's like 2 months out from launch. It keeps saying in these videos, you know, one of these issues in isolation, it would be annoying, but it wouldn't be so bad. But it's the fact that they're all just kind of like snowballing into each other, and it's creating this kind of, I don't know, lack of trust, at least for me. Like a few months ago, if you go back and watch our videos, I was all in on this PlayStation 5 hype train. I was so looking forward to it. I'm still looking forward to it, obviously. But just my shake in the fact that I thought I really trusted in what Sony was doing, but the more that they keep coming out and making these mistakes, the more I worry whether or not they have reverted back to the hubris of PlayStation 3. I don't think we're quite there yet, but it certainly feels like they are almost confident to the point of arrogance, and they know people are going to buy a PlayStation 5 because we're all excited for next gen. We're all excited for, you know, the games that they've announced. They do have a solid lineup, but at the same time, they can't take that trust for granted by completely botching things like this.
I have a theory that because all throughout the year, obviously, as things rolled on from March onwards, we've all been through this horrible thing, and Sony were the ones out there going like, don't worry, we're definitely going to hit it. The PS5's coming in 2020. Don't worry, we got you. And then as the year rolled on, there was all those reports of their manufacturing problems. And, you know, people like Daniel Ahmed who were getting out there saying, look, it seems like they have a bunch of problems with production and with being able to meet demand. Then there was the whole thing about them changing their overall stock allocation or production allocation and having to, you know, they were like describing how they were actually going to get the units from one country to another. And it was a whole thing. And then Sony got on top of that and said, don't worry, everything's fine. We haven't changed anything. It's going to launch in 2020. The reality of that might just be that they're doing a limited amount of PS5s for the end of this year, and the full production is going to be next year, or at least in a time where it's not as tumultuous around the world. That way they still get to tick the box of it's releasing in 2020, but the full production is next year. Hence the GameStop Ireland's comments saying like, hey, you might as well just wait till next year. I don't know whether it's more harmful to their reputation, their brand, the optics of it, to try and just pretend that there's a full PS5 launch this year when the reality is that there maybe was never going to be one. Maybe they were only ever going to be able to fulfill a tiny amount of pre-orders or a tiny amount of stock, and they just haven't communicated that because they don't want to be seen as going back on everything they said to that point. They always said PS5 was coming, and it technically is, but there's like 20 of them, and it's like, that's my thought. I think that it's going to be a next year thing for me. I just think we're kind of bracing for the impact of them being way more honest about their production schedules and everything.
Yeah, and I feel like they could have been, you know, if there have been like these problems and stuff, they could have been more honest about like how many consoles there's going to be for launch, you know, how exactly they're rolling it out. I know they came out and commented on the rumors that they had pulled back the production numbers, but like it just doesn't feel like they're being clear with the people who are
actually
buying.
Sorry, go on. When they pulled back the comment, when they addressed the fact that people were saying, oh, look, you've changed your allocation for production and stock, and all they said was, we've not changed what we originally set out to do, which like would totally line up with what I'm saying. You always planned to do this limited launch thing.
Yeah. I mean, it could very much be the case. Like, they have, like you said, committed to this idea that it's coming out at the end of 2020. It's going to be this thing. There's going to be a date that we're going to hit. You're going to be excited. You're going to have a good time. But the closer we get to that, it's just like, why? If you came out before then and sort of said that there were going to be issues, or there were going to be a limited amount, or there was going to be kind of like a scrap for it, maybe we would be better kind of, I don't know, positioned right now, because I don't see how people losing their pre-orders or people getting really frustrated that they can't, you know, buy a loved one a PlayStation 5 for Christmas or fulfill something like that when the communication has been so unclear. Like, that's going to do damage to the brand. That's going to make people look to Xbox and be like, well, I can't get this. I don't know what the hell's going on with it. Maybe I'll buy an Xbox Series X. Maybe I'll buy an Xbox Series S. You know, maybe I'll jump ship, because at least Microsoft has been clear. Yeah, it might be difficult to get a Series X, but at the same time, I don't know, I feel like you know where you stand more with them, which is a very strange position to be in right now. At least I feel that way anyway, in terms of the actual rollout of the consoles and what you're getting thing because, you know, we've just had the Xbox Series X, you know, backwards compatibility first impressions come out. And yeah, you might say that's not really integral to selling a console, but it's something. We haven't really got anything like that from Sony. We've had people saying that 99.9% of the games will be backwards compatible, but we don't know how they're going to play. We don't really know what's going on with it. It's just
It reminds me of when Bungie did the documentary about making Halo 2, and they said that it feels like jumping out of a plane with a stitching thread and some needles and sewing your parachute on the way down. And either you'll get that right or you'll just hit the ground. And it's, I don't think they're going to hit the ground necessarily because they do have that allocation of stuff. But like you said, the comparison to Series X, like I haven't been able to get a Series X at all. I haven't even been able to get through a checkout screen to get anything at all. But Microsoft, I think it was Aaron Greenberg or might have been Phil Spencer, said, you know, apologized if you couldn't get a pre-order and said, look, more will be available on November 10th. And it feels like they're sort of just going like, look, we can't fulfill demand right now, but we will on launch. Whereas Sony haven't really communicated that much else other than just apologizing for the state of pre-orders, not saying when there's a date that you should focus on, and just kind of like September 25th, there was like this reallocation where they put like a second wave of pre-orders out without telling anybody again. It just seems like a bit of a tire fire. So let us know what you think down in the comments below. Which sort of retailer have you gone with? Have you found similar stories, or have you been able to snatch up a PS5 and it's not been that bad? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.